You probably don't give much thought to signing your name on a check or a receipt. It's something we've done thousands of times. But you probably spell your name the same way each time you sign it. Not so for this man, and that means the towns named after him spell it differently as well. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
How did Daniel Boone spell his name? Today you might think there had to be a wrong way and right way to spell one's name, but it seems the frontiersmen never settled on one way, and that affects towns yet today.
When Daniel was first growing up, he didn't have a formal education, but there's a lot of back and forth that he spells it sometimes with an E and sometimes without. There's many times that it's done without the E, and there's several Boonevilles across the country, and the very older ones that are named after Daniel Boone have no E.
Katie Gibson is the tourism director for Boonville, Missouri, the largest of the Boonevilles in the nation. Interestingly, there are 11 Boonevilles in the U.S. 6 spell it without the E, and 5 include an E. So the jury's still out on exactly how Boone should have written his name. Boonville, Missouri became a steamboat port, and many immigrants of German descent settled here from the 1830s to the 1850s.
There was a lot of big agricultural commerce around us, but there was also a lot of just very wealthy, well-to-do merchants and bankers and people that became Missouri's early politicians that were from Boonville. They really thought Boonville was the next big metropolis town in Missouri.
When the interstate was built just south of Boonville, many cars and trucks no longer passed through the town. But today, another type of traveler stops here.
Our visitor center and museum are located right next to the Katy Trailhead. So the MKT rail line was converted to the Missouri-Kansas-Texas, the Katy Trail now. So we'd get a lot of cycling and international cycling traffic that comes through.
Boonville remains an important town with lots of history and many places to explore, including the visitor center where Katy works, housed in a restored 1902 grocery warehouse. Traveling the countryside in Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.